the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Wednesday morning. You are tuning your heart to the truth with us today. I'm Gabby Smith along with Johnny Hebert and David Dawson. Hey, guys. Happy
Hello.
Wednesday.
Happy.
Hi. Yeah, happy. Good to be with you.
It's already Wednesday. What the heck? Slow down.
Hey, August is almost past us. What are you saying, man?
That is amazing. That is amazing. It just seems to be picking up speed as you get older. Gabby, you'll find out. You'll find out soon.
I'm just ready to put up my fall decor, you guys. Okay. Everyone knows that that's my jam, so I can't wait.
When it starts happening, everyone's in for a treat because we have new technology here. When the morning show starts, when Gabby comes on, you'll smell pumpkin spice come through your radio.
Oh, wow.
How awesome is that?
That's pretty good.
It's pretty generic and basic.
That's right. Wake up in pumpkin spice.
Yeah, there you go, man.
It's a vibe.
So Laura says, awake, O sleeper, the Lord calling us today. So we're remembering St. Rose of Lima today. What a deep, beautiful soul. So let's ask for her intercession as we get our day started off the right way, right, guys? In prayer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, let us begin this day by thanking you for your generosity and your mercy. For you not only have given us an earthly life where you pour out your blessings on us constantly, your mercy came to us in the gift of your only begotten Son, who opened the gates of heaven for us even while we were sinners and undeserving of such great love. Following the model by St. Rose of Lima, may we extend that same generosity and mercy to all we encounter today, knowing that each person is made in your image and likeness and deserving of our respect. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. St. Rose of Lima, pray for us.
Pray for us. We have a wonderful lineup for you today, starting off with Johnny's Gospel Reflection. That is coming up at 7 after the hour. Always looking forward to, Johnny, your insights on today's reading. In 18 minutes, we have Father Michael Alello. He's a pastor over at St. Thomas More in Baton Rouge. He'll be giving us a parish update, and they always have some great things happening at St. Thomas More. It seems like they're just getting bigger and just better, and it's a great time. So we're going to have a wonderful conversation with Father Alello.
You know, the school year just started, so you can only imagine there's a lot going on there right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And St. Thomas More is one of the largest parishes in the diocese, and it just seems to keep getting bigger and bigger. In Baton Rouge, mm-hmm. Yes. I'll be excited to speak with Father Alello, hear a little bit more. And 35 minutes, Allison Daigle, one of our favorite people, will mm-hmm. be joining us. She is the CEO of Woman's New Life Clinic. She'll be giving us an update on how they're doing. And in 48 minutes, we're taking it over to the Archdiocese of New Orleans. Father Colum Cahill joins us. He is the Executive Director of Strategic Planning and Director of Vocations for the Archdiocese. He's a very busy guy, and he has a very important job, and we'll be talking to him about how he's doing and updates on vocations in the Archdiocese of New Orleans. So looking forward to today's guests and looking forward to learning a little bit more about each and every one of them. But I did want to say that a lot of people have been submitting fall events to us at our website at ccmedia.live. So if you have an event you want to give us details about, you can send it to us, and it's absolutely free. We'll post it on our website, and we'll talk about it on our morning show. So it's free advertisement for you, your parish, your school, your organization. So tell us about what you guys are up to. ccmedia.live is where you can do all of that. We have your gospel and reflection coming up right after the break. It is 5 past the hour on Wake Up.
good Wednesday to you. I'm Father Chris Decker with today's Gospel. Our Gospel today comes from Matthew chapter 20. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon, and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around, and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last."
Thank you, Father Chris Decker. Well, guys, I think it was Martin Luther King Jr. who once said that the surest way to be happy is to seek happiness for others. Of course, he's a preacher and he's echoing Jesus's words today, you know. So I find it interesting, speaking of modern day, is that all these studies coming out that just seem to catch up to our Lord. And the ones I was reading in particular was all these studies showing how our own happiness is actually tied on the happiness that we and the generosity, actually, and the kindness that we show to others. And there was this one study in 2021, and it was done by this university. And what they did was a number of people were asked to participate in this kind of experiment. So they went to this area where everyone was parking, you know, and the researchers gave various people a bunch of quarters. And they told them to either, they can do whatever they want with these quarters in terms of the parking, and they can either feed their own meters or they can go feed the meters into other cars. And so after they did, so afterwards this went on for a while, they all gathered the participants, each one, they asked them, you know, how they spent their quarters, how did they feel? And of course, the people who fed other people's meters showed this greater boost in happiness and all the various factors that they can use than they felt feeding their own meters, despite not even knowing, you know, who they were helping.
Yeah.
And especially they loved it when the other someone else's meter was about to run out, and then they were able to recharge that. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I've done that a few times when I was downtown, and being downtown, and back in the day when you had, you know, put a quarter in, and you know, I had quite a few quarters just for that reason. But I pulled up to one that I had a whole hour on the thing, so I just went to the next one over and fired them up. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I mean, if you're given those quarters that day, did you complain that someone else got more quarters than you did? You didn't, because your car was already
only when I came up a quarter short when I was buying lunch.
Oh, but, right,
no,
right.
I'm kidding. Oh, I did not complain.
Right. Well, this experiment just echoes the generosity of God in the gospel today, doesn't it? You know, it got the landowner here represents God, of course, and he's offering the most precious gift possible, and it's salvation. It's being offered despite the fact that nobody's earned the right. It's a freely given if we only respond with acts of love. And so we're given this beauty, this joy of knowing God in this life so we can be happy with him in the next. And I love, you know, my pastor when I was in Baton Rouge, there was Father Jerry Martin. And Father Jerry Martin used to always talk about God's generosity, and he always used the word ridiculous. He said,
yeah,
God's generosity, it's just ridiculous, you know. And to the laborers in the parable today, it didn't seem that the landowner's generosity was ridiculous. But rather than disdain, envy, jealousy, shouldn't we just celebrate and even marvel when another person comes to God? I think heaven's big enough.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes God's going to not say that. Sometimes this is kind of what I'm thinking. God could just be blunt here and say to all those, all us, who complain about someone else's receiving God's generosity. Maybe we look at other people and we're jealous of their family, their kids, their job, goes on and on. They're taller, they're whatever. You go, yeah. You know. God could say, okay, let's talk about fairness. Is it fair that I gave you the gift of life, the ability to enjoy and experience beauty, goodness, and love? Did you create that?
Yeah.
Does my giving life to others diminish the life that I gave you, you know?
Right.
Or how about, is it fair that I reveal myself to you constantly, even though you're oblivious of it? I mean, I reveal myself in nature, in your family, in your friends, the depths of your heart. And every time I do that to someone else, it only increases love. It doesn't take anything away from you, right?
Right.
And then, of course, we come to the big one. Is it fair that my son, Jesus, God says, the innocent lamb that he is, laid down his life for you, even before you came to be? Is that fair? You know, knowing even now you doubt, you complain, you'd be envious. Did we deserve that?
Mm-hmm.
How is that gift any less by opening my mercy to those that you believe don't deserve it? So God could say those types of things. Let's look at fairness from a different view, from God's viewpoint, right?
Right, right.
So I was thinking about, how do we get out of this mess? We all do it, this envy, this jealousy. And the first one thing is we just got to stop sometimes. Like there was the story of the seminarian, and he went to his abbot and he said, Father, I'm really struggling with the repeating gossip. I keep doing that. And the abbot said, well, repeating it wouldn't be so bad if you didn't insist on always trying to improve on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
We just got to stop. Pray for the grace to change. And then next, celebrate the gifts we do have. I mean, we stop putting ourselves down. We take God down when we take ourselves down, right? Take comfort, though. We're in good company about that. And then praying for God's generosity to extend to even those that we envy. There's a lot of stories on this. And then really ask for the heart of God to be as generous as him. So those are just some tips to kind of help get over this hump.
Nice.
To be thankful for the gifts that God showers, floods us with daily.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of gifts and overflowing, we're going to be talking about a couple of priests today in their ministries. And right, coming up next, Father Michael Alello, pastor at St. Thomas More Parish in Baton Rouge. He's going to talk about God's generosity there. It's quarter past the hour. You tuned your heart to the truth. Be right back.
This is Franciscan Media Saint of the Day for August 23rd. Today we celebrate St. Rose of Lima. Born in Lima, Peru in 1586, Rose was named after one of nature's loveliest flowers. But fearing that her beauty would endanger her relationship with God, she tried to mask it by rubbing her face with pepper to produce disfiguring blotches. Later she wore a thick silver circlet on her head that was studded on the inside to resemble a crown of thorns. Modeling herself after Catherine of Siena, she concentrated on prayer and acts of penance. Rose rebelled when her parents spoke of marriage for her, but they refused to let her enter a convent. Out of obedience, she continued her life of penance and solitude at home as a member of the Third Order of St. Dominic. During the last few years of her life, she set up a room in the house where she cared for homeless children, the elderly, and the sick. The city of Lima turned out for Rose's funeral in 1617, with prominent citizens taking turns carrying her coffin. In 1671, she gained the distinction of being the first canonized saint of the Americas. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Past the hour, you are tuning your heart to the truth. I'm David Dawson. Johnny Hebert is with us, and Gabby is with us too. So how confusing is that? And it's only Wednesday, and right now
we're one here.
Well, there you go. Well, we kind of look alike anyway. Our guest, Father Michael Alello. He's the pastor of St. Thomas More in Baton Rouge. Big old parish with a whole lot going on. Good morning, Father Michael.
Good morning. I'm glad I'm not the only one that wakes up some days and is confused as to who they are.
You don't even know who you are? Doesn't it feel great? Yeah.
I feel at home here. I feel at home. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Who is that guy in the mirror? So, okay, you're either in flight or you're in your car with your window down. You're having a good time somewhere.
I wish I could say I was in flight somewhere with the window down. Nope, just in the car.
In the car. Probably running errands. But you've got a ton of stuff going on. It's been back to school over at St. Thomas More. Update us on things.
Yeah, so school's been in for almost 2 full weeks, which is crazy to think about that reality.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed, it's a little warm outside.
Just a little.
Maybe y'all haven't noticed that.
Yeah.
So that made our first day of school festivities very entertaining. I told somebody that was asking, we should have set up like a Mister Station that morning at Carpool.
Yes, good idea.
It was a lot. Yeah. But school's back in. Everybody seems to be doing all right. We had our big parish auction Saturday night, so great event for the community. We had a wonderful, successful evening. Really excited about that. And with the start of the school year is the start of the pastoral year. So, Bible studies kicking off and sacramental prep and, oh, goodness, the list just kind of goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
So, but great things happen at STM. Things are going well.
That is awesome. Now, are y'all having issues? Are y'all dealing or working things out with the school bus situation in East Baton Rouge Parish, or is that affecting y'all at all?
It affects us slightly. We have some students that ride buses, but the most of our students are carpool students.
Okay.
So not a massive change, but some of our families have been affected by that, and that just makes carpool a little longer and some folks a little more frustrated, which I know you'd be surprised by that, you know.
Well,
traffic, carpool.
Yeah. All they have to do is turn on the radio, and there we are. To calm them down,
well,
make them feel better.
It's true. Maybe I should put a sign out front that says, "If you're stressed, turn on Catholic radio."
Thank you.
It'll help.
In the carpool line, and
carpool
they'll all
line
calm
down. Carpool line is one of the most controversial things on a school campus. Believe it or not, don't cut the carpool line. That's all I'm saying. If you want to see the not so goodness of people's lives, that's one way to do it. And if you're the pastor and you're not thinking clearly and you're just going into the parking lot of the school to go do something, and you just happen to turn right where the signs say no turning right for carpool and people don't know it's you, you get some interesting looks there. That's all I'm gonna say. Just interesting looks.
They put a confessional in the parking lot there, Father.
See?
I think somebody tried that for a while. Actually, carpool confessions. Somebody did that, I think, during COVID.
COVID, I can recall that. I don't even want to go back to those years. You know, and we've been talking about the school and such, but you've recently completed all sorts of restorations and renovations with the parish. Is that complete? Are you done?
Sure.
Are the grounds themselves?
Lord, I hope we're done. It was quite the adventure trying to do construction in the middle of COVID and coming out of COVID with supply chain and all that. But we've restored our church. We've done a complete interior renovation of the church, a complete exterior renovation of the church. We've built a new office building. We have tons of new parking, so people have a place to park when they come and worship with us. And
oh, wow.
It's really great. It's really great. So we're pretty excited about the end product. It took us a journey to get there, as is often the spiritual life, but it's been great, and people who come who've been away for a while are always just kind of shocked at what they find when they roll up at STM.
I'm looking forward to it. Actually, I haven't been there since you've made these changes in the parish, and I'm looking forward to going up there and taking a look. I say go up there; it's all of a mile, but
it's a long drive for you, David. Just see if you can make it. If you need some help, I can come walk you.
I
can come help you out.
I have Google Maps. I can find it.
Take the escort.
I can get up there.
I believe in you.
Thank you. Yes. Listen, you know, I've been oddly. Enough watching a whole lot of you on streams, live streams, and on TV and everything, because you have been You have been very busy. We've had diaconate ordinations, which is good news. And then, of course, I've seen you also in the funerals that we've had, the funeral that we've had of Father Mark Beard, you know, which just only reemphasizes the fact that we need vocations, right?
Without a doubt. You know, Mark and I, Mark was about 2 years behind me in seminary, so we spent a lot of time together, traveled together, good dear friend. We miss him greatly, but we definitely could use some vocations. It was exciting. One of the four deacons we ordained two weekends ago now, I guess.
Yeah.
Terry Bellon is a St. Thomas More parishioner.
Yeah.
So we're thrilled for Terry. Now, we may be a little upset that Terry got assigned to a different parish.
Right.
But we're working through that. We're working through that. You know, but yeah, vocations in the Diocese of Baton Rouge are needed. So if you know a young person that you think would make a great priest, tell them, invite them to discern priesthood, invite them to talk to a priest that they know, whether that's a pastor or someone else that they're connected to. We are running out of priests. That is not a joke. That is a real deal. So we've got to get some more guys who want to serve the church through priestly ministry.
It's true. We were discussing with Bishop Duca just earlier this week, and he was saying the very same thing. That was certainly a hole he didn't have to fill, and wasn't struggling to fill that hole at St. Helena Parish where Father Mark is. So. I can only imagine how busy you guys are now. Now it's even more busy because you're filling in where they need to be filling in, right?
Yeah, we're very blessed that our retired guys who are still able are often helping us when we need some assistance, and that's such a blessing that I hope our people realize when they see an older guy in the sanctuary who might be struggling a little bit. I hope they realize that is a gift, and we should receive that as a gift. One of our retired guys coming out of retirement to cover a mass, to celebrate the Eucharist for our people. And, you know, sometimes we got to remind folks of that. You can't all have a young, bright, beautiful, curly-haired, energetic priest, right? We got to take what we can get some days, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so that's part of the puzzle, though. I really think that's a big piece of it, is helping our people understand that the demands on priests today are more than they ever were.
Right.
And a priest who used to be surrounded by two other guys is often by himself and trying to carry that load. And people may see something on Sunday and they think, oh, well, Father, you know, don't get me started on the Father only works once a week.
But,
you know.
Yeah,
they often don't see beyond their immediate need on the weekend.
Yeah,
and so it's a reminder for folks, like, your priests are busy, your priests are working hard for you and trying to minister and care for you. So sometimes you got to give them a little break. We have bad days too. I think people struggle to understand that, but we have bad days too, and we have our own stuff. Father Mark's passing, I think, was a reminder of that. Hopefully for people that. Mark is a friend of many of us, so we're all going through the grieving process just as much as his parishioners are.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's hard.
No.
That's hard.
You're absolutely right. Well, we know that we're praying for you. We're also, we're encouraging everyone to pray for vocations, everyone that and I mean, it's in our face. Here it is. We definitely, this is upon us. So this is something we desperately need. And I know prayers are answered. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray for peace for you. You got a lot going on at the parish. Is there anything coming up that we should be aware of at St. Thomas More?
Well, we just rolled through the auction. That was kind of our big early fall thing. We have our annual outdoor mass, family day, and now trunk or treat all rolled into one that will take place at the end of October. That'll be our next kind of big parish school event. And then just the start of a school year, which means the start of a pastoral year in the parish as well.
There you go. A lot
of moving parts this time of year, but it's also an exciting time. People are coming back from their vacation rush, and so church is full again, and we'd love to see people coming and praying with us and receiving the sacraments and just enjoying our church.
Very good, very good. Father Michael, we're going to go ahead and let you go, but before we do that, can we ask you for a blessing this morning?
Sure. Sure. Lord God, we ask your blessing on all of our listeners today and always. We pray especially today for vocations to the priesthood, vocations to religious life, and for our lay people to continue to be inspired by our faith. And bless them all today and always, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Amen. Michael Alello, once again, St. Thomas More Parish Church in Baton Rouge. Thank you so much for joining us again. All right, y'all.
He's on the move. Huh?
He is on the move, as you can imagine. They all are. You know, everyone that I have talked to recently is just they have been very, very busy. So I think this is something that we have a tendency to neglect and forget. We talk about going to Mass and how nice his homily was and everything like that. But behind the scenes, there is a lot going on that these guys do. Yes. It is just amazing. So let's continue to pray for them.
Yes.
All right. We're coming to the bottom of the hour. When we come back, Gabby's going to be talking to Allison Daigle with Woman's New Life Clinic. It's 1:30 on Wake Up.
It is 1:35. You are tuning your heart to the truth. Thank you for watching us on Facebook, YouTube, our website, and listening to us on the radio or on our app. So many places to tune in. We're grateful for you this morning. And our new followers on social media, thank you so much for following us. We're so glad that you are here. Allison Daigle joins us. She's our next guest. She's the CEO of Woman's New Life Clinic. And today she'll be giving us an update of what they are up to. And spoiler alert, it's a lot. A lot of good things, though. Hey, Allison, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. Good morning, y'all.
Hey.
Good morning. Hey, looking forward to getting some updates, but let's talk a little bit about Woman's New Life Clinic and the services you provide. We can't say it enough on the wonderful things that you guys do. When women call you guys, what are they typically in need of when it comes to the services that you provide? What kind of help do they need?
Sure thing. Thanks for asking that, Gabby. I mean, women, we can't stress enough that women are still seeking abortion. While abortion is largely illegal in our state of Louisiana, abortion pill by mail is incredibly prevalent and unfortunately very easily accessed by women. There are organizations that are even helping women. They promote it publicly on social media, on various websites, on how to get the abortion pill by mail, even though it's totally illegal for someone to dispense the pill without a prescription and such. This is happening often. So we are still getting women calling us every single day, inquiring about abortion and want to know how to get the pill, because truly unplanned pregnancies aren't stopping just because abortions might be stopping in our state. And unplanned pregnancies don't discriminate. Women of all reproductive ages and backgrounds are coming to see us in a state of crisis. They might be 14, they might be 40, or anywhere in between. And they're wanting to make this permanent decision, trapped in fear and desperation. And that's not a place we want them to be. So we want to offer this free life-affirming care through our free medical services, the pregnancy test and the ultrasound, but also especially our free professional counseling that's available to them. We want to help a woman identify those needs, what has brought her to this state where she's considering abortion, and really empower her with the information she has. And we want her to make a life-affirming decision for herself and her unborn child.
Allison, when women call you, they're seeking for abortions, so they obviously, they aren't familiar maybe with the services that you provide because you don't perform abortions and abortion is illegal in the state of Louisiana. So whenever you tell a woman the services that you provide, that life-affirming care, are many of them receptive to coming in and maybe learning a little bit more?
They absolutely are, because there is so much misinformation put out on, like I said, on social media and by pro-abortion groups that are making women, you know, really instilling even more fear, and they truly are misinformed. They don't know the realities of the abortion pill. Mm. They are told that it's something safe you can do in the privacy of your home, and it's really anything but. And so when we let women know how imperative it is for them to receive medical care, to get that ultrasound, more than 50% of women This is by and large nationwide. More than 50% of women don't really know how far along they are in their pregnancy, and maybe much farther along than they realize. And that could be a very dangerous thing if they take the abortion pill at home. We don't know if the pregnancy is even in the uterus. So the free ultrasound is imperative. Confirming the baby's viability, confirming the baby is actually growing in her uterus, and confirming how far along she is in that pregnancy. These are key pieces of information she needs to have before she makes this potentially dangerous decision for herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do powerful work every day as far as you're saving lives. So, and you're educating women and men, I'm sure, who accompany the woman to her appointments or just to learn a little bit more. Thank you for all that you do. Let's talk about something exciting that's happening over in the Baton Rouge area. Can you give us an update on your new clinic?
Yes, we're so excited. We are almost ready to move in. So our clinic has been tiny but mighty next door to what was now, formerly the Delta Abortion Clinic. And we knew we needed to grow because our services are expanding. We have a nurse practitioner on staff to provide well woman care. She actually comes in. It's Shannon. She's been on the air before. And she drives in from New Orleans once a week to provide that care. We want to expand that service. So we actually bought the building directly across the street. Renovations are almost done. We're making final preparations, expecting to move in next month. Oh. It's going to double our clinic space with 3 medical exam rooms, dedicated offices for our counselors, a dedicated office for fertility instruction. It's beautiful. It is so peaceful, and we can't wait for everybody to see it.
Did you just say that you, correct me if I'm wrong, I want to make sure I heard this right. Did you buy the old Delta Abortion Clinic?
No, we did not. So we're still right next door to the former Delta Abortion Clinic. We bought the building directly across the street. So we did that about a year ago and knew that we wanted to renovate. When we bought it, actually, it was a little more than a year ago because Delta was still open and in operation. They were still open. I'm thinking of the date. So we didn't want to leave that proximity. And it's going to be absolutely beautiful to make sure that we have the free pregnancy test, the free ultrasounds, all the professional counseling, fertility education, and well woman care.
Have been the parking lot we parked in to pray, if I'm not mistaken, in the lot across the street.
So.
That's the building? Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, that is fantastic.
There's ample parking. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
If you've been inside either of our clinics, you know how peaceful and serene it is. Our clients say that every day, how much they love it, and they're going to get that same experience in our brand new building. We are actively continuing to fundraise to make this possible. And also, we want to bring on a nurse practitioner in Baton Rouge and to have that we have right now Shannon coming over, but we want a Baton Rouge nurse practitioner to provide that well woman care and prenatal care and abortion pill reversal more than one day a week. We want to make sure that that's available.
There's a job opening there, what you're saying.
Yes,
good.
There is.
Okay.
We actually have a few job openings.
Well, there we go.
Can you tell us a little bit more about those, Allison? Maybe someone's listening that's perfect for that job.
Yes, anyone who believes in serving women and serving preborn children and making sure that we instill and promote the dignity of women and the sacredness of their sexuality, we just want to make sure that they know we have, as I said, the position for nurse practitioner. Also, a medical office assistant position is available in both New Orleans and Baton Rouge. We have a community outreach coordinator position. That person helps us to plan events in our cities. So if anyone is interested in serving with Woman's New Life Clinic and serving the Lord in this way, you can email us at info@womansnewlife.com or call our clinic, and we'll definitely get in touch with you.
That's awesome.
Amazing. Allison, this is such wonderful work that you guys do, and just hearing from you and seeing you guys expand. And I have to say that Woman's New Life Clinic is a judgment. We hear that judgment-free area zone, that safe space. That's exactly what it is.
It is.
You're welcomed with a smile. When I had the opportunity to tour Woman's New Life Clinic in New Orleans when they first opened, absolutely breathtaking. But there are ways, Allison, that people can help and donate and support Woman's New Life Clinic. Real quick, you have a couple of fundraisers coming up.
We sure do. The fall is a busy time for us. So in New Orleans on Friday, October 6th, we have our annual Gala for Life. We're so excited to be honoring the Most Reverend Alfred Hughes, who's Archbishop Emeritus of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. We have patron perks that are just really absolutely amazing. Auction items are incredible this year. We have food from restaurants all over the city. Folks can learn mm-hmm. about that opportunity at womansnewlife.com/gala. And then we also have Born to Run in Baton Rouge. That's both a 5K and a half mile fun run. So if you're not a runner and you just want to put down the street for a half a mile, which I love, we are so excited about that. That event is presented by the Parable Foundation. It'll be on Saturday, November 4th in North Boulevard Town Square. You can go to womansnewlife.com/born to run for that. We have our beloved Bishop Duca opening with prayer. Deacon Michael Parker is emceeing the event this year.
Oh, boy.
And our very loved Jeff Blackwell is going to be DJing.
Whoa, so we're so excited. Right. Yay.
It's the best DJ around.
Best DJ
it's a party down. When Jeff's a DJ.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness. Allison Daigle, CEO of Woman's New Life Clinic. Thank you so much, Allison, for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Definitely go and support the wonderful ladies and staff over at Woman's New Life Clinic. You are helping with life-affirming care. Father Colm Cahill joins us when we return from the break. We're talking archdiocesan vocations. It is 45 past the hour on Wake Up.
And good morning. So glad you joined us this morning. Our God is a generous God, overflowing. May we do the same. And he's blessed us with many wonderful priests. In fact, what a great day. We get to hear from two priests from two mm-hmm. different dioceses.
Yes.
And yeah, that's pretty cool, huh?
That's right.
For us with Catholic
Who
Radio.
Who does that?
Who does that, right?
We do. Yeah.
Joining us right now is Father Colm Cahill. He is the Executive Director of Strategic Planning and Director of Vocation for the Archdiocese of New Orleans. Good morning, Father.
It's great to be with you all. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. We're just reveling in the gospel this morning and in all the blessings God has upon us. But boy, we sure could use more blessings in the form of priests and other religious vocations. So we were hoping that you could give us a picture of that, Father, this morning in terms of what's it looking like in terms of vocations and religious life, including as well, in the Archdiocese of New Orleans.
It's a blessing to even discuss that with you. And I can tell you this right now. I'm finding myself in a place of gratitude this year, as we're coming into this new academic year, as they call it. But for us, as vocation directors, as the guys who are in seminary, it's a new year of formation. We welcomed 9 new seminarians for the Archdiocese, specifically of New Orleans.
Wow!
All local guys from here who have felt the call in their heart to respond to that. Call from God to discern and ask that question, Lord, you know, what is it that you want of me?
Wow.
And then we're also very encouraged. We've got one person in formation right now for consecrated life, who is discerning a call to consecrated virginity. And then we have a number of others with various other religious communities. So, I think we're very blessed in the way that the people of the Archdiocese of New Orleans, I think Archbishop Amon, in his wisdom and in his leadership since 2009, has established what we would call a culture of vocations, where it's not unordinary, it's extraordinary to respond to the call of what God is maybe asking you or inviting you to respond to.
Yeah. So real quick, maybe people quite understand this, but of course we have the seminary at St. Joseph's Seminary and for that early formation, and then the Notre Dame Seminary is the last years. What's that population looking like, Father, and what's that trend looking like?
But so seminary this year is going to be sitting around the 110 mark, which is one of the largest seminary colleges in the States of America.
Whoa.
We're sitting about 135. We're implementing what's cool, formation, which is for the whole United States, which is great.
We may have to interrupt, if that's all right, if you don't mind. Father, your phone is cutting in and out. Can we call you right back? Let's go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and do that. We'll call Father.
Those were some good updates that he said. You know, Notre Dame Seminary has always been one of the leading seminaries in the country as far as formation goes and the number that leave out of Notre Dame Seminary in New Orleans. So it's always quite impressive.
You know, one of the
get
best
an update and see those numbers.
You know, and I put it in quotes. One of the best problems I think that they had over there. We were using one of the dorm rooms or one of the seminarians' rooms for a little studio. We had to move out because it was they were moving in. So it was a great. But that was years ago, and then it's just been rolling ever since. Father is back. Okay, go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Father. So thank you, Father. I think I got a better connection now. Let's hope.
Absolutely.
You know, Father, I'm going to ask you, for someone that's listening out there saying, maybe I might be having this call, but I don't know even know where to start. Talk about that. If someone is feeling something, what would be the steps and no commitments, right, when they first start? That's the whole purpose is discernment, correct?
Sure. So that's a very, very good question that you raise. And one of the things I encourage guys is crack open the Gospels, right? Have a look. Look at the way calls men and women to be his disciples. And all the excuses that maybe you could come up with, or I could definitely come up with, or we could all come up with as to why we're not being called to such and such a life of discipleship, they're complete nonsense. Jesus Christ precisely calls people who are completely, like, the most... In the ways like the ones that you would probably pick last. Well, and I can only say that for myself. I'm not saying that for you. And I'm not saying for anyone that listening. But it's true that he calls those who have hearts who are ready to receive. So if your heart's open, if you're ready to even listen to the idea of what God's dream is for you in this life and the fact that you're created to be his disciple and to live a life of discipleship, my first encouragement is trust. That's one of the things that we all struggle with the most, because we relinquish so many things when we decide to be a disciple, right? And we have to leave the boat. We have to leave the net. That's the first thing.
And
the second thing also is be a person dedicated to prayer. Because before all else, we need people to be disciples. That is one who follows after Jesus before we start trying to be apostles. So I want people to be encouraged that drawing close to the Lord, seek him first. He tells us very clearly in Scripture, seek the Lord first. Everything else comes after. Everything else comes after. It's in drawing close to him, being his disciple, that we come to know what he's created us for and who he's created us to be. My job, as is the job of every other vocation director and every other rector and every other formator in the seminary system, is to help people come to know what it is that the Lord is calling you to. And that's all there is bringing you into an encounter with Jesus Christ and wherefore he can reveal. He's the true vocation director. I mean, it's funny they give us that title, right? Vocation director?
Right.
No. Yeah.
If they do want to find out more.
Yeah, I'm just front of house. I mean, he's executive. So.
That's right. You just got the keys. Right. But who should they contact, Father, and how do they contact the...
In the Archdiocese of New Orleans, we made a very easy website, nolapriest.com. And if you go on there, we have all of our contact information, NOLA, N-O-L-A, priest.com. And all the information is on there, and you can jump right on there and get in touch with us. Actually, there's a portal on there where you can get an immediate same-day response. So,
I was checking that out last night, nolapriest.com. That's a great website. Mm-hmm. Well, Father, we know you need to run to do what priests do. Thank you for that. But could we have a quick blessing,
Father, before
you go? I have
the privilege of celebrating Mass in a few minutes. So, can't
wonderful.
Wait.
give us a blessing, please, Father. Thank you.
Absolutely. Loving and faithful God, we ask you to send your blessing upon the ministry and the apostolate of Catholic Community Radio. We ask in a particular way those who are driving at this time, those who are listening to this radio broadcast, that they would be open to welcoming you into their hearts, that they would come to know you in a deeper and more specific way today as the way that you see them, the way that you've called them to be your disciple. And I ask you a blessing upon all of these listeners, this entire apostolate, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Father. Our hearts, our prayers with you as you celebrate the Mass this morning. Thank you so much.
All right.
Well, you know, guys, check that. What can we do as lay people? Check that site out, nolapriest.com. Yep. It's beautiful. Got a great video on there and can kind of tell us to what we can do, not just to pray, but to actually encourage our young people and older people, too.
Right. Pray for
a
priests.
Vocation of any type.
Right. Pray for our priests and pray for new priests because we're hitting the wall. So, it's signs of hope. That's what I love to hear, signs of hope. And that's just good news from Father Colm.
Yes, and pray for good, holy priests
indeed.
As well.
That's right.
My goodness, what a wonderful show. It's good to hear from Father Alello and Father Cahill, both from different dioceses, but talking about vocations and the call to priesthood.
Yeah.
And just getting an update, and of course, from Allison. But thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central Time. We have a wonderful lineup for you. Lisa Flood joins us in the Archdiocese. She has a wonderful reversion story she's going to give us details about. Maddie Van Hout with Catholic Missionary of the Culture Project. She'll be talking to us. And Archbishop Gregory Amond, Archbishop of the Archdiocese of New Orleans, will be talking back to school. Have a wonderful Wednesday. God bless.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Media.